whatever they want.
Did you hear me?
I said, did you hear me? They seek expression through people. They can't just alakazam, boom, here I go. They don't do that. They look for weakness in our lives so they can gain an entrance. Praise the Lord. Well, Jesus came after all those prophecies had been given, and when the fullness of time was come, at the exact moment in history when God said it would happen, he came forth, born of a woman, born under the law, praise the Lord, and delivered us. So we have a vital and legal standing with God. And when I have a vital need, Lord, I'm going to die if I don't get this, I can stand on legal grounds in the Word of God and say, Lord, I believe your Word. I'm a child of God. I need this desperately, but I also know how to get it legally. Amen? Then nobody can take it away from you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody can steal it from you. And you don't have to look at people like, they're going to steal it from you. No, 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 they can't. Hallelujah. They can't do that. So we're standing on legal and vital ground. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So this is the Holy Spirit. Believers should receive this, but it was not yet given. But go with me, if you would, to Acts chapter 2 or Acts chapter 1. We're talking about the grace of his abiding presence. When Jesus was preparing his disciples to represent him, he told them in Acts 1, 4 through 5. Acts 1, 4 through 5. This is what it says, Acts 1, 4 through 5. That they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. John baptized with what? John baptized with water. Here's John. There's the water. And there's you. Praise the Lord. You're being baptized. And the whole idea is that you get immersed in this water. So you're surrounded by what?
Water.
But Jesus has a different kind of baptism. His is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is, I don't know how to do fire, so there it is, fire. All right? But the important thing that you understand is these are two different kinds of baptisms. And the word baptism simply means to be immersed. It just simply means to be immersed. Baptized in the Holy Spirit. All right? So he says, in verse 4, the end of verse 4, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. And Jesus told them this, that they were going to be filled with the Holy Spirit. When? Back in John, remember we read that? For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. When they were therefore come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Now that's a lot like us. We want to know, when are you going to mess with the nations that mess with us? Isn't that right? When are you going to put my enemies in their place? Because we've been drugged through the mud for thousands of years. And here we are. You're here. The Messiah is here. Hallelujah. When are you going to give them what they got coming to them? And a lot of people today, you look at the state of the economy, you look at world affairs, you look at how things are going. There's not a whole lot to hold on to, is there? I said, is there? If I gave you $100,000 today, where would you put it? You'd have to pray really hard because you don't know where it's safe. You'd have to really know some things to know what to do with that. You know, go give me the opportunity, Pastor. I'll work it out. Praise the Lord. I'm sure you would. I think we all would. Hallelujah. But the fact is, nothing is a sure deal these days except Jesus. And so notice what he says. They asked this question, when are you going to restore again the kingdom to Israel? He said, it is not for you to know the times, nor the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. He said, look, God's got that under control. Don't you worry about it. Not your job. But what is your job? Come on. It's an open book test. Come on. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.